A significant battle is taking place against the self-proclaimed Islamic State in Syria. Fighters in Syria's Kurdish minority are trying to push the group out of a key town on the border with Turkey. It's an important link in the militants' supply lines, but the fighting has created a new flood of refugees. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports there are serious ongoing divisions among the forces fighting ISIS, and that includes U.S. allies involved in the effort.
Inside Syria, Kurdish fighters say they've seized a main road and part of the town of Tel Abyad, disrupting a key supply line for ISIS fighters. A Kurdish video posted online appears to show an airstrike by the U.S.-led anti-ISIS coalition, targeting militants in northern Syria, though it wasn't clear if it was related to the battle for Tel Abyad. The Syrian Kurds have proved to be a rare, effective fighting force against ISIS, but ethnic and sectarian divisions continue to plague the opposition. Islamist Arab opposition groups, for example, accuse the Kurdish fighters of treating all Sunni Arab civilians as ISIS supporters and driving them from their homes.
Yalla, Shabab, yalla.
As the fighting rages on, moderate rebels backed by the U.S. appear to be struggling once again. An opposition announcement today from Istanbul says the Free Syrian Army will undergo another shakeup in its leadership, this one expected to take at least a month. There are also ongoing divisions in the international anti-ISIS coalition. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan continues to stray from the U.S. and Western line on Syria. He recently accused the West of favoring what he called Kurdish terrorists, while its airstrikes are displacing numerous Arabs and Turkmen. They're heading for Turkey in large numbers. The battle for Tel Abyad forced thousands of Syrians to pile up at the Akçakale border crossing into Turkey. Local officials tried to hold them back, insisting they could find safe areas on their own side of the border. But by yesterday, the pressure to escape grew overwhelming. Online videos show desperate mothers thrusting babies through jagged cuts in the wire border fence. Turkish border guards scrambled to round people up and quickly ordered the crossing to be opened. Turkey's foreign minister estimates that some 13,000 refugees have crossed since early June, even before the Tel Abyad battle. At an event with European parliamentarians yesterday, Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said Turkey has spent more than $6 billion to deal with the crisis so far, with only modest international help. Of 2 million refugees now in Turkey, he said a 500,000 are school-aged children.
And they need education. And we have been able to supply education to almost 40% of them. But how about the remaining 60%? Who is going to give this education to these people?
There was no answer from the Europeans. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.